Morning. Thank you. If you don't know me, my name's Tim. I'm one of the pastors here at Latimer. Let me add my welcome to that of Stowe's. It's wonderful to be with you today as we come together to look at God's Word. And we're going to be looking at those verses that we read. Actually, just one of those verses. We're just thinking about three words within those verses. If you haven't guessed, it has something to do with light, that God is light. Now, it's an all-age service. All the children are in. I would invite, if you want to, all the children, please, I've got some questions for you during the sermon. So if you'd like to, please do come and sit at the front here. There are comfy cushions and a rug. So come along if you want to. I don't bite often, so just come forward if you don't. If not, you can answer questions from where you are. That's fine. But today we'll be thinking about that wonderful truth of God is light. Before we do that, why don't we pray together? God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are light. We pray that today as we look at your word, that you would shine your light into the darkness so that we may see the wonders of your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. When John begins his letter, he begins by saying, this is the message that we told you. God is light. Now, that may seem like an odd way to start. We were talking about how we might describe God a bit before, and you think about how we describe God, and it's things like powerful, almighty, everlasting, gracious, kind, compassionate, all of these things. And so it might seem a little odd that as John begins, he says, this is the message we brought. God is light. Now, it may seem odd, but unsurprisingly, because it's God's word, it is perfect. Because in light, we actually see so many of those parts of God that we know and have spoken about. So we're going to think today a little bit about light. Now, what is... anyone can answer this, but children first, what is the biggest light that you can think of? Yes?
The sun.
The sun. Excellent. We have a picture of the sun, I think. I preempted the answer to that question. The biggest light that we've got is the sun. What can you tell me about the sun? Yes, Ethan.
It's the hottest. It's one of the hottest things in our solar system.
Yes, it is hot, isn't it? It is powerful. Isn't it? It radiates heat throughout the solar system. Yes, it does. Anything else? Anything else about the sun from anyone? Yes?
That you could burn even if it was you would 2,000 miles from it.
Yeah, that's an interesting one, isn't it? So the sun's quite far away. But if you think about it, if the sun was closer, or if we were closer to the sun, what would happen? We'd burn up. If we were further away from the sun, what would happen? We'd freeze. So the sun seems like it's far away, but actually it's the exact right distance away. Very good. Anything else? What else does the sun help us to do? Particularly on a day like today? Yes? It helps us to see, doesn't it? It's very bright. And as you think about all the different things about the sun, we learn little bits about God. And if you can imagine this, however big and powerful and bright the sun is, well, God is even bigger and brighter and more powerful. He made the sun. God is himself light. And for us on earth, what does the sun do for us here on earth? What does it allow us to do? I think one of the things we've just seen, it helps us to see. So it lights up the world, doesn't it? What else does it help us to do? Have daytime, yep, so it separates the day from the night, yep. What about, think about the plants. What would happen to plants, or what does it help the plants to do? Yes?
Grow.
It helps them to live, to be alive. That's what the sun does. It helps us to see, it helps us to live. So we're going to learn three things. We know that God is light. What does his light allow us to do? Three things this morning, that we live only by God's light, we continue to live in God's light, and then we get to live as God's light. Those three things. Only by God's light, we continue to live in God's light, and then we get to live as God's light. We'll look at those three things together. So, firstly, we live by God's light. Can anyone tell me this is not a trick question? Can anyone tell me what the first thing that God created was in Genesis? He said, let there be
light.
Excellent. And so in creation, God creates light first. And all of us as Christians, we are new creations in Christ. And that's the first thing he does with us too. It starts with light. There's a verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. For God who said, let light shine out of darkness, has made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. Without God shining his light into our hearts, we would be in darkness. We heard that from Luke before so wonderfully. He himself was in darkness and he saw that great light. It's the same for everyone who doesn't know Jesus. God shines his light into our hearts so that we can know our need for Jesus. And Jesus lived the perfectly light-filled life to give us life. We live by God's light and only by God's light. I've got a video for you in a moment, just before it goes on. This, I have a lot of respect for the kid that you're about to see in this video. It seems of his own volition, he's conducted an experiment to see what would happen with two plants. One in the sunlight, one without the sunlight. So kudos to this kid. Let's see what happens to the two plants. If this works, here we go. He's made two plants into cups. One he gives light to. What do we think the one with light will do? And then one clearly in the darkness. What will happen to the two? That one gets the darkness sticker. Oh dear. So there's the, we see them side by side. If we pause it in a moment. There we go. Great. So there's the two plants. One's had light, one's not had light. How does this one look? Does it look happy or sad? Sad. Does it look alive or does it look more dead? It looks more dead, doesn't it? But what about this one over here? Does this one look happy or sad? Happy. Alive or dead?
Alive.
Vibrant, isn't it? So we live only by God's light. Just like the sun does for the plants, so God does for us. We only live by God's light. So, secondly, after we live by God's light, is that it? So once we've been brought to life, is that it for us? No, it's not. We need to continue on to live in God's light. There's another verse for this one. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 to 10. And remember about this darkness when we didn't know who God was. And so Paul's writing to the Ephesians and he says, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. So live as children of light. For the fruit of light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out, he says, what pleases the Lord. That means living in the light. So, how might we do that? What does it look like to do that? I want to think, how does a plant do it? How does a plant continue to live in the light? Let's have a look. Now, I've sped this one up so we can see the whole video. And so you get some very fast, odd music because I've sped it up. But what does a plant do to live in the light? The light's coming from here. What does the plant want? It wants the light. What happens if you put the light somewhere else? Isn't that amazing? And look at these poor fellas over here who can't get the light. They're drooping off. But if we change the light direction again, they come back. Everything's happy and healthy. They gravitate towards the light. The plants know what to do instinctively. At one point, you get normal light and they go up straight. The other ones, the light's over here. The plants know exactly where they need to get the light in order to continue to live. I could watch that all day. Anyone, it doesn't go all day, don't worry, but I could watch that all day. Marvelous videos. Now, We have to be like the plant. We have to gravitate towards the light because that's how we continue to live. I have a question for all of you. Are you smarter than a plant? Hands up if you're smarter than a plant. All hands should be going up, please. All hands. We're all smarter than a plant. We know we need to go towards the light. But what does that look like? What does it look like to gravitate towards God? Well, again, there's another Bible verse that helps us. Psalm 119, 105. Your word is a what? A lamp for my feet and a light on my path. That tells us two things. So how does God shine his light? He does it by his word. What's his word? It's the Bible. Absolutely right. And it does two things. It shows us the path. And do we just look at the path? No, we walk on the path. We walk on the path. It's not just for looking at. The path is for walking on. So we don't just live by God's light. We continue to live in God's light by his word. Yes? So we only live what? By God's light. And we continue to live in God's light. And now finally, we get to live as God's light. Excellent. Now, I'm going to put the children on the spot. Well, they've already answered a few questions, but let's see. Last year, so long ago last year, over a week, you had a memory verse in kids' church. Does anyone remember the memory verse from last year? Anyone want to pipe up on that? Any of the adults who were in kids' church? Anyone? I'll give you a hint. So it was from John chapter 8, and Jesus said, I am what? Yes, Luke. He did say that, but not in chapter 8. Not in chapter 8, right? It was a different one. He says seven things I am. He says absolutely is the way, the truth, and the life. I am also the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. Now that's a big statement when you understand that God is light. Jesus is saying, I am the light of the world. Jesus is saying, I am God, come into the world. That's a big statement. But I think there's an even more amazing one. Maybe. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 14, do you know what he says to his disciples, the people who follow him? He says, up on the screen, you are the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. He tells the people who follow him, you are the light of the world. And that's incredible. Let your light shine before others, he says, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Now, I've had to move away from the plant metaphor. I couldn't make the plant metaphor work three times in a row. We've gone with something else. Who here has heard of the moon? We've heard of the moon. Excellent. We'll get a picture of the moon here. Now, the moon's actually not that impressive in and of itself. The moon is just a big rock in space. But look what the moon does. It shines light into the darkness itself. How does the moon do that? Hey, spot on. It reflects the light from the sun. Now, that is exactly what we're doing. Now, just as as God is bigger than the sun, so I think too we are better than a rock in space, I feel. We're all made in the image of God, and God has let his light shine into our hearts, and then God's light gets shown to the world through us as we reflect the light of God. That is absolutely incredible. Now, if you were the moon and you were shining the light of God into the world, do you want to be like a quarter moon? Should we just shine a little bit of God's light? No, I'm getting shakes of head. What about a half moon? A bit more of God's light? Are we getting there? Hands up who wants to be the full moon, giving the full reflection of God's light. Look how bright this can be. It is incredible. We don't want to be the quarter or the half. Full as we reflect the light of God into the world. It's a glorious thing to be brought into God's light. It's a wondrous thing to continue to live in his light. It's an incredible thing that God lets us display his light to the rest of the world. How do we do that? Well, we tell people about God's word, where his light can be found. we tell people about the light of the world, who is Jesus, who came to save us and bring us to life. We can thank God, who is light, and we live only what? By his light. We continue to live in his light, and then we get to live as his light. What a wonderful truth this morning is in the gospel. Let's pray together. Gracious Heavenly Father, so have you shined your light into our hearts. I pray that we would continue to walk in your light, continue to live in your light as we walk the path you've set before us. Lord, I pray that as we do these things, as we live in all goodness and righteousness, and as we tell people of the great news of the light of the world, Jesus, that you would help us display the light that you have put within us. Help us to tell people the wonderful news of Jesus, the light of the world. It's in his name we pray. Amen.